Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, Lee, shocking over the weekend ruling by the Supreme Court. Basically, it's an emergency injunction saying that Trump can't use the Alien Enemies Act to deport illegal immigrant gang members. A ruling so bizarre that at this point, to keep from being deported with the Alien Enemies Act, you would actually claim to be a gang member, and that would help you stay in the United States of America. What a screwed country.
At least Alito and Clarence Thomas were adamant in their objection to this ruling.
Yeah, so it's a temporary injunction. It's not a final ruling, which means he just can't do it till the Supreme Court can rule. But it's not a good indication of what direction they're going with this. Again, yet another thing Congress could clarify if they wanted to.
Yeah,
Congress you can add clarification. You can attach it on to, hey, the big, beautiful bill be a good place, saying that he could use the Alien Enemies Act for this particular thing. You now have the Supreme Court acting as liberal judicial dictators here, which is a problem. And empowering gang members, which seems to be, I guess, just what we want to do. I don't know. In the meantime, the Democrats pivoted over the weekend. If you notice the messaging, they went from lying about his gang status. No, there's no proof. Nobody ever said, okay, well, it was one judge did say, okay, well, wait, two judges and two separate courts did find that he was an MS-13 member. Well, okay, yeah. And there is this police profiler, too, who has found this. It's basically a bunch of boxes you have to check, basically signs that they are a gang member. And then the whole thing broke about, wow, okay, Piercy was human trafficking, 7 illegals, all of whom gave his address for where they live. And the FBI was called. Then it turns out he's on a list, a transnational gang list of criminal gang members to be on the lookout for. Tennessee Highway Patrol caught him, thought, oh, wow, okay, the FBI is totally going to want this guy. We just got him, literally in the act of human trafficking, but the FBI told him to let him go.
Yeah.
That is the most galling thing, the Biden FBI. I mean, this is a Biden FBI that dedicated 13% of its personnel to persecuting January Sixers, almost 1,000 of which never even entered the building. And again, I still cannot understand what even was the basis for prosecution. Mm-hmm. If there's no assault of a police officer and you didn't enter the building, I'm sorry, I don't understand. That's just protest. We may like you, we may not like you, but that's just protest. It's not like you're like a Democrat burning cities down.
Yeah.
The only thing damaged was Nancy Pelosi's laptop, and that was just a little. And those people weren't even in the building. And yet they were prosecuted. And yet the same FBI that did that has a chance to pick up a guy on the transnational criminal database list, a known MS-13 gang member caught in the act of human trafficking. And they're like, nah, release him. I mean, it's galling. When you talk about dual justice, holy cow. Mm-hmm. Not interested. In fact, so the FBI not only said, hey, we're not interested. They said, they said, no, release him. This is who they are. So, and it's just really frustrating when they get a win. So, and they haven't gotten that yet, but unfortunately, the Supreme Court now standing in the way of the deportation, at least an easy mass deportation method for known gang members. And I don't know where this idea is coming from, Lee. That, well, you know, if he hasn't committed a crime, we have to wait for him to hurt an American before we can send him out.
I'm sorry, but if you've had a deportation hearing, you've already committed a crime because you've been arrested for entering the country illegally.
Amen. It's not hard.
I mean, it's, you know, that's already there. You have met, maybe have not been convicted of it yet, but you have been accused of a crime because you entered the country illegally. That's why you have a deportation hearing.
But it shifted over the week from, oh, no, he's just a dad. He's not a gang member, to, okay, well, it's not about him. It's about his rights being denied.
I'm not sure why Abrego Garcia's rights should be denied based on an awful murder that he had absolutely nothing to do with.
Okay, go ahead, Lee. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say due process is the thing that they're saying now. And why he is trying to connect these two things, it's obvious that they're just grasping for straws here.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I mean, again, he had 3 hearings.
I believe he was making reference to the Lake and Riley death in Georgia. And it's like, no, no one is trying to pin that on him. The whole thing is the purposeful admission of people into this country illegally by the Biden administration is what led to the death of Lake and Riley and so many other people in this country because of this policy. And that's, there is that link. And there is that risk, but you know, no one is making the connection between those two events.
Yeah, and when you look at Lake and Riley's killer in court, said to be Trende Aragua, you look at Jocelyn Nungery, who was 12, she was raped and murdered. I mean, he was wearing a monitoring bracelet because he was Trende Aragua when he did the crime. So here's the thing: if we catch them at the border and we release them, the connection here for the senator, I'll spell it out. Some of them are going to kill. We don't know which ones. And you just, what, release them to find out? Because that seems to be what the Democrats were advocating for this weekend. Well, we have to wait until they hurt someone or kill them. And then we can say, no, we can send them out without that. But they're trying to move the goalpost of what's normal here.
Of course, yeah. That's typical tactic.
Yeah. Deportations are, Tom Homan absolutely blistered Senator Van Hollen.
What bothers me more than that is a U.S. senator traveled El Salvador on taxpayer dime to meet with an MS-13 gang member, public safety threat, terrorist. I mean, in the meantime, the day before he traveled, an illegal alien was arrested for murder, released to the streets rather than honoring an ICE detainer in his very own state. What concerns me is Van Hollen never went to the border the last 4 years under Joe Biden when he had a 600% increase in sex trafficking, women and children. You have a record number of non-inspected terrorists crossing that border. You had 250,000 Americans die from fentanyl overdose because of the open border. You got over 4,000 illegal aliens died making that journey, which is an historic record. What shocks me is he's remained silent on the travesty that happened on our southern border. Many people died. Thousands of people died. I met with hundreds of angel moms and dads who buried their children that were murdered by an illegal alien. How many angel moms and dads has he met in the state of Maryland? That's what concerns me. What bothers.
Yeah, great points. Mm-hmm. So much human suffering. They don't care about that. 250,000 figure is unbelievable. The fentanyl deaths. And again, so many of those deaths, we're now seeing young people in particular die who are not drug users. They're using, you know, who are not, you know, smoking crack or, you know, shooting up heroin. They are got an Adderall from their friends, or they ordered Adderall on Instagram thinking it would help them get better grades. Their parents find them dead in their rooms. So, I mean, this absolute asymmetric warfare. And yet just very frustrating to not, you know, to have to go to these lengths just to deport these people. Again, these are things that the Republican Congress could help with. They could clarify using legislation, but because they will not, judges are getting really uppity. We have a liberal judicial dictatorship going on right now because they see Congress as weak and will not stop it.
Yeah. And Democrats will continue to use lawfare in any operation possible to stop anything that Donald Trump's trying to do, period. That's what's going to happen. And they knew this going into it.
Yeah. And there's a history of this in America. When the judiciary sees that Congress is weak, it seizes power for its own branch. Presidency always trying to seize power from Congress. Congress always trying to seize power, or used to be anyway, seize power back. I mean, there was supposed to be that tension. But when you have Congress this week, you're going to have all kinds of problems. Yeah. And the party in power is very, very weak. And their margins are thin in part because we allowed the Census Bureau to steal somewhere between 7 and 15 seats from us through fraud that they admitted. Yeah, there was fraud. Sorry. But they didn't tell anyone about the fraud until the primaries had been held in those districts and we were headed into general elections in 2020 for redistricting.
Just a little bit too late.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't understand that. Like, I don't understand why Republicans didn't file lawsuits, demand a recount, something. Like, anything the Democrats would have done. Yeah. But we just let it stay. We just let it, you know, sit. And so now people think we don't have a majority in Congress when actually there's sitting Democrats who shouldn't even have those seats. They were stolen through fraud by the Census Bureau. And the Census Bureau ultimately let about 200 people go, said, yeah, they committed fraud. We let them go. Those people were never prosecuted for it. Maybe they will be under Trump. And they said, oopsie, sorry. Yeah, it's probably, y'all, sorry y'all didn't get the seats you were supposed to have. We had fraud problems, but we didn't tell you till after the elections. It's really funny. And we're paying the price for it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.